This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia says Ukraine has carried out a missile strike on the main headquarters of its Black Sea Fleet. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Images on social media showed large plumes of smoke over the building in Sebastopol harbor in annexed Crimea. The Russian installed governor of Sebastopol hasn't offered any details, saying only that emergency services have been dispatched to the site of the strike. He warned Sebastopol residents that another attack is possible and urged them not to come to the city center. Ukraine has not immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. It comes a day after Russian missiles and artillery pounded cities across Ukraine, killing at least five people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said late on Thursday his trip to the U.S. has yielded significant results after President Joe Biden announced a new $325 million military aid package for Kyiv to fight against Russian invaders. Speaking in a self-recorded video, Zelensky thanked Biden for the new defense package, including a long-term agreement which would see Ukraine produce necessary weapons with the U.S. The United States on Friday unveiled $65 million more in help for Haiti's police and urged the U.N. Security Council to formally back the deployment of a multinational security mission to help the Caribbean country battle crippling gang violence. Speaking at a meeting in New York to address the security situation in Haiti, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the mission led by Kenya could deploy within months. Haiti last year asked for help to combat violent gangs that have largely overrun the capital. This is VOA News. China and Syria will upgrade their relationship to a strategic partnership following a meeting between China's President Xi Jinping and Syria's diplomatically isolated leader Bashar al-Assad in Hangzhou on Friday. The Syrian leader is in China to advance efforts to bring to an end more than a decade of diplomatic isolation under Western sanctions and to boost commercial ties with the world's second largest economy, as Syria desperately needs foreign investment. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese Thursday announced the government will conduct a year-long inquiry into the country's approach to COVID-19. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Australian efforts to contain the virus were some of the most restrictive in the world, with residents of Melbourne spending more time in lockdowns than almost any other urban area. An inquiry announced by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will look at the health and economic issues raised by the COVID-19 pandemic and bureaucratic obstacles to responding to it. Three independent experts to be appointed by the government will examine vaccinations, the availability of personal protective equipment, and public health campaigns. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of the northeastern state of New Jersey is again facing federal charges, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Menendez and his wife have been indicted on bribery charges. Prosecutors say a search of their home turned up $100,000 in gold bars and $480,000 in hidden cash. The new charges are unrelated to a case 6 years ago when a jury deadlocked over whether Menendez accepted lavish gifts from a friend to pressure government officials. The Senate Historical Office says the Democrat appears to be the first sitting U.S. senator indicted on two unrelated criminal allegations. Menendez is facing re-election next year, with Democrats holding a slim Senate majority. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A former senior FBI agent is expected to plead guilty on Friday to charges he concealed $225,000 in cash payments from a former Albanian intelligence officer who became a source in an FBI investigation, court records show. Charles McGonigal, who led the FBI's counterintelligence division in New York before retiring in 2018, is scheduled to appear at a plea hearing in Washington federal court. He pleaded guilty to a conspiracy charge in federal court last month in a separate case related to his work for Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska while Deripaska was under U.S. sanctions. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.